I hope your day is full of spiders and flies and mosquitoes and daddy long legs. Because if you're going to have spiders, you got to have daddy. You know what I mean? Why isn't there a mommy long legs? Okay. I'm done with this patriarchy. What's up, everyone? I just saw the Barbie movie. Hi, Barbies. And I loved it. Okay, that's neither here nor there. We have an amazing episode of Shank for you this week with the one, the only, Jamar Neighbors. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Jamar Neighbors, I just want to tell you about a few things. First, I am coming to the Nightcap. That's right, the Nightcap this Sunday. August 6th. I'm doing a post-it note show with Josh Potter, Johnny Pepperton, and Kim Congdon, where we don't have any planned material. We just riff off of post-its. So if you're in LA, come out. It's going to be a really, really fun show and a fun hang. Thursday, I'm at Supernova Comedy. It's a great lineup. Sarah Silverman, Neil Brennan, Trevor Wallace, 7:30 in Hollywood if you're around. And then August 16th, I'm headlining Vulcan Gas Co. and doing spots all week in Texas from the 15th through the 19th. So if you're in Texas, come see your girl. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Jamar Neighbors, I just want to tell you about one thing, and that's socks. Oh, yeah. If you're like me, you want to protect your toesies. They're valuable. They're assets. You want to protect them from strangers' eyes and, you know, the elements out there. Buy a pair of socks. It's a great way to support your favorite podcast, shopohyeah.com. Whether you're into aliens or donuts, there's a pair of socks for you. They also have really cute, fun slippers. I have a really fun pair of flamingo slippers. I wear them all the time. And you can shop Oh Yeah, discount code Sarah10. And then we also have another sponsor, and that's Flint Mints. Flint Mints, I'm obsessed with them. They make your mouth water and tingle. They're amazing if you're someone who needs to speak publicly and you get dry mouth, or if you're a stoner and you have cotton mouth, or if you want to give someone a BJ and you need more liquid in your mouth, okay? Shop Flint's. They have amazing flavors to choose from. One of my favorites is luxury grape, and they're all different levels. And so based on the level, that's how much it'll make your mouth tingle and water. So some of them, the higher up the number, the more you're going to tingle and water. But you can shop them through this special page. We're going to write it right here. Shop that page, and there's a link to it in the description. You get 10% off. They're really fun. They make great gifts. They come in really cute tins, and it's an easy, fun way to support your favorite podcast. All right, guys. Oh, please subscribe to the Patreon if you haven't already. Also, merch. I have merch. Get some merch. It's the Shank art on hoodies and t-shirts. It's really fun. It's cute, comfy. Buy some merch. We'll link to that in the description as well. All right, guys, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one and the only Jamar Neighbors. Here it is. Everyone, welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchank, and today's guest is the one, the only, Jamar Neighbors.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, Jamar Malachi Neighbors.
Hi, we love you here on Shank.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming back.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, man.
Right before we started recording, you said I have witch hands.
Yeah, because I was trying to take a picture of them because you have nice rings. And I thought it was static on my phone, but then I was like, her hands are wrinkly.
Yeah, my hands are wrinkly. That's what happens when you're a white woman. Your hands just wrinkle, but they're also very dry.
Let me see. Let me shake your hand. Hi. They're not dry.
They could be more moisturized.
Let me see. Nah, they're cool.
No, but I feel like they are very wrinkly.
You're being very insecure right now.
About my hands?
Yeah. My hands are way worse.
Let me just spend a minute talking about my witch-like hands. What's up?
What's up?
Hi.
You like my hands?
I do.
Somebody
said
my hands look like I'm holding a piece of chicken.
No, they don't.
My hand
when
don't.
When you're holding it like that.
My hand don't look like a thigh.
What? No.
Oh, what about now?
When you do that, yeah. You weirdo.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Nothing much, man. I've been watching a lot of Love on the Spectrum.
It's so good.
Oh, man, it's real good.
Right?
Yep.
It makes me feel like I could possibly be on the spectrum.
Yeah, because as soon as... Yep.
Right?
Yep, because as soon as when you binge that thing...
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start acting a little like slow. You'd be like, yeah, I need love too. Start stuttering, start slobbering, all kind of shit. That ain't even me. But I just want to relate so bad.
When I'm watching it, I'm like, okay. Well, then also, like, there's been people I've dated, and I was watching the show with them, and I'm like, you like video games. Are you a little...
Yeah.
Like, you see little characteristics of...
Yeah.
Autism.
Yeah, man. Dude.
But it's, like, relatable, because they just want love.
Yeah, and they do it good, too. They don't fuck around.
They're funny.
Yeah. They don't fuck around. They really want that love. It's all simple.
They don't fuck around.
They say, hey, will you be my girlfriend? Yeah. And then the girl be like, yes, I will be your girlfriend. Yeah. And then that's how they do shit. Like,
it's very straightforward.
Yeah. Like, we be fucking around a lot. Not like normal people, but like.
Neurotypical?
Yeah, typical.
Neurotypical people.
Which means normal. Like, yeah. See, we be like, yo, we be fucking around a lot. That's the thing, man. We too complex.
Like in our heads, questioning things. Like,
yeah, we too smart.
We're not as pure. Oh. I feel like.
Yeah, man. Right? Oh, but I'd say one thing about those people that I do have in common.
Yeah.
Not displaying or characterized by autistic or other neurologically.
There's neurotypical and then neurodivergent.
Okay. And neurodivergent means like, you know, like diverge means go like this, like split. So yes. Neuro, so that means, oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're learning.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, so how do you feel about the Pee Wee Herman death?
I'm sad about the Pee Wee Herman death.
Did you, how did you love him?
I mean, like, okay, of course I liked him. Because, like, the character and stuff. But then when remember when he got caught jerking off in a...
Oh, yeah.
A movie theater?
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't that, like, a big deal?
Yeah, because he was...
When it happened?
Yeah, because he was wearing a Pee Wee Herman outfit.
No.
And he was like... Like, dude, who the fuck is... It's Pee Wee Herman over there. I was like, yo, this nigga's on the spectrum.
Were you sad when he died?
A little bit, man, because I think he was a genius, dude.
He was a genius.
That man's a genius, dude. Yeah.
I feel like you guys would have been friends if given the opportunity. You would hang out with Pee-wee.
I would hang out with him, but not like kick it with him.
No.
Hang out and kick it is two different things.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Okay. Kick it is like, yo, man, I'm going to go to my nigga Pee-wee house, you know, hang out, chill.
Yeah.
You know, that's kicking it. Hanging out is like, oh, you know, we're at the Comedy Store. Oh, hey, Pee-wee, what's up? It's more of a social, environment.
So if Pee-wee was alive and invited you over, you wouldn't go?
Oh, yeah, I would go. Fuck yeah. If his house look anything like what he be doing?
Yeah.
You got a big ass tricep, but that's all we did.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. What did you bring?
Huh?
I noticed you brought some stuff.
I brought a Pee Wee Herman painting for your ass.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank you. Really?
I painted that with my whole soul.
You did?
I sure did.
I love it.
You like it?
I love it.
Want me to sign it?
Yes.
All right. There's some art for your ass.
I need art.
Yeah, you do. There you go. Hell yeah, because since you love Pee Wee Herman so much, show it to the camera. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about Pee Wee Herman on the way here and how I was sad that he died.
Can you do his laugh for all of us?
No, you do it first.
Please.
I'm not as good.
But it doesn't matter. That's the point.
Okay.
Just try it.
I have to hear his original laugh.
I'll do it and then you do it after me.
But what if I want to hear his?
No. All right, fine. Do it. Let me write to Sarah on this thing.
Waiting for Pee-wee's laugh. Do, do, do.
Yeah, Mr. T cereal. He was kind of cool. All he needed was
He was cool. Off in my house now.
Goddamn right. What you think about hey, when you? What you think about when you think about Louis C.K.? What you think about
his comedy?
Really? But why that over that? Why that over that?
I don't know, because this happened when I was young and it like made an impression in my head. All right. And it was like the way that they painted him was like he was a sicko. Everyone was like he was jerking off in a movie theater. It was like a big deal.
But it wasn't no any just movie theater. It was a movie theater where you jack off at.
Oh, that's not even a big deal then.
No, everybody was jacking off in there. It wasn't just me.
Are you speaking behalf of Pee-wee?
That's Pee-wee's defense. All right, there it is. Okay, Sarah?
No, you go first.
I did it already earlier. Remember that?
Yeah, you did it a good job.
Oh, Sarah. That's it. Yeah.
Was that good?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
On a scale of 1 through 10, what do you think your face is?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm asking.
Depends on the day.
Today.
7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Wow. She's full of herself.
You set me up to fail.
She's full of herself.
What's your face on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'm like a 5 or a 3, you know? Now look at this. Now anytime you're filling yourself.
Tell me I'm full of myself.
Anytime you're full of yourself.
First
and anytime,
you told me I'm insecure. Now you told me I'm full of myself. I can't fucking win, Jamar.
Now anytime you feel full of yourself.
Yeah.
Something for you. You look at this and say, I am cockeyed. I am cockeyed. I made this for you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Want me to sign it for you?
Yes.
Okay,
please
cool.
Please sign the cockeyed art.
I am. You say it. You say it.
I am cockeyed.
I am cockeyed. I am not perfect. I am cockeyed. You see that picture. Show it to the camera. Let me see. Zing that bang in.
Wow, you're really giving me lots of art.
Yeah, because you deserve it.
I'm excited.
As a matter of fact, anytime y'all see me out there in the world, and I want you to be like, hey, Jamar, you got a painting for me? And I'm like, yeah, I probably got one in my backpack, all right? Yeah.
You do? You've been carrying paintings around?
Yeah, dude.
Just being a creative.
Yeah, man.
This full season 2 just came out.
Oh, I can't remember. Because the SAG thing.
Can we take that out?
Yeah, man. Dude. Yeah, man, I'm on television right now. I just can't say what television show it is. You know?
But you're still a star.
I am a star.
In everyone's hearts.
So what do you think about these aliens they out here digging up and discovering and scooping out the damn ground?
I feel like I'm down with it.
Right, really?
Are you?
I guess, man. Yeah.
Like, would you fuck an alien? If she was hot?
I fucked a bitch that looked like an alien, so I guess I'd fuck an alien.
Really?
I was drunk as hell.
In what way?
West Covina. 2007, the homie Stefan house.
What happened? She looked like an alien?
Yeah, she looked like an alien.
What about?
She had ass, though.
An alien?
And when she squirted, green shit came out.
Oh, stop.
That alien biscuit boy. Get you that alien pussy. It's out of this world. See what I did there? Sorry.
No. Not the Pee-wee callback. The Pee-wee callback all casual.
What about the robots? You fucking with the robots or you fucking with the aliens? What side you on? These are the new Bloods
aliens.
And Crips. Really?
Aliens versus robots. I don't know. Robots scare me.
Really?
Aliens seem like maybe we could find common ground.
If you had to guess, I was either one. Which one would you think? Now take your time and really think about this.
An alien.
You're wrong.
You're a robot. What are you pulling out?
This is my true identity.
What?
This is who I came here as.
No.
And this
You're
is for
a
you.
Robot?
This is for you,
You're giving
Sarah.
Giving me another piece of art?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
It's an art orgy with Jamar.
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
To Sarah. Here you go.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's for you.
That's
you know?
Me. That's
my true form.
I'm cockeyed.
Mm-hmm.
Louder for the people at home. Pee-wee.
Say it. When people think you're stuck, when people say, hey, you're stuck up, you say what?
I'm cockeyed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm humble and cockeyed.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
That's crazy.
That's the spirit.
What else is going on? Wait, what's this? What kind of pen is this?
Oh, it's a pen. It's a regular pen that I just sign things with.
Oh, that's your right. That's man, you I get signing this, your art.
I just get the signing shit, you know.
Have you been selling your art at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, a little bit.
I like it when you do that. It's fun.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You like the art auction?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man. I didn't think that people fucked with it.
Why? It's fun.
It is. And then I don't got to do jokes.
Yeah.
You know, I just get up there and I just sell art, you know.
You can sell art and then do jokes too.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, it just becomes an open air market.
Yeah, I just be going up there asking for money. I forgot. Fuck.
What else did you bring in your bag? You have so many things.
I don't know. Hey, did you watch that Lena the Plug porno?
No.
You know who that is?
No. Do you know who that is?
I've been seeing it all over the podcast.
Oh, it's good. She's like a... You know Adam 22?
Yeah.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah.
He offered up his wife to a black porno star.
Yeah.
Named Jason some shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
And then what happened?
And then he offered up the wife.
Yeah.
And then
she got that
one. Yep, that one right there. That's Adam 22's wife, and that's the porn star Adam 22 let fuck her. Yep.
She looks happy.
Yeah, she does look happy.
Right? She's got a nice glow to her.
Mm-hmm.
The glow you have when your husband lets you fuck a hot porn star.
Yeah, and he cream pied her too, came inside of it.
Okay.
That's what happened.
He cream pied her?
Yeah, dude. She was going in.
No. But that's what they do, right? Don't they also?
She's not a porn star. He is, right?
But no, but she like fucks on her OnlyFans, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're
like. They have like a podcast.
They're like a really sexual, freaky couple.
They have an agreement.
Yeah, they're like open and into that type of shit. I don't know. That's what I think.
That's Adam 22. Did you see that?
No, now I know.
Could you deal with a guy? Could you have a husband with that agreement? Like, hey, hold on. I could offer you up if you ever get bored of this.
Offer you up? Like, I mean,
you could.
Like a cow? Like, you're going to auction off?
You know.
If things got a little
stale or whatever, and he was like, hey, listen, I could offer you up.
And that's how you tell your wife.
That's how
Ask
I would
your
do
wife
it.
If she wants to fuck someone else. I could offer you up. I don't know. It just depends on the person in the relationship, honestly.
Just say yes, because it's true. You what?
I would let my man offer me up.
Yeah, you would.
Would you let your...
I got a painting for you.
No!
This is her being offered up.
No!
She's sucking that dick with love in her eyes. It's a passion. This is Lena the Plug sucking that guy's dick. I drew a picture. It's perfectly depicted. And I would like to get this to you, Sarah.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Usually I make people buy these, but you special.
Thank you so much.
Hey, don't get too cocky now.
I'm cockeyed.
Yeah. You get it.
Is that a
Yeah, you get it. Yeah. To Sarah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, offered up. I'm going to put offered up.
Offered up. This is collectible. are
these are collectible art
edition pieces here.
Now these ain't no fuck around ass pieces. Don't be just giving
Where
these away.
Where should I put this?
I don't know.
This is
Show it to the camera.
So sexual.
You don't fuck around now up here. And if you look closely, it says.
Can I put that in my bathroom?
Yeah. It says, if you look closely, it says Rotten Luther King Jr. That's my comedy special. You go check that out on YouTube. 18K views.
Hell yeah.
Now, Sarah, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
How's your spirit?
My spirit's, this is visceral, dude.
You don't like it?
I love it.
Oh.
I think I want to look at Pee-wee right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I can't believe you can draw all these different fucking things, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking cold, man.
You're talented.
This ain't no fuck around ass art.
Is it fine if I stack them like that?
I don't give a fuck what you do. They're your paintings now.
Okay. I really want to get a frame for Pee-wee.
All right. Good.
Turquoise frame.
Oh. Okay, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that coming, did ya?
Nah, man. Because I'm cockeyed.
I know. Have you bought any clothes recently?
No, because I'm moving, so I haven't bought any new thing. But I've been rocking this Versace bulletproof vest.
I heard about this vest.
Yeah, you did.
Someone said, have you seen Jamar in his vest?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it really a bulletproof vest?
It's not real, but it looks cool.
That's sick.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's badass. You ever seen a Versace bulletproof vest?
No.
Man, because if you're going to get shot at, you still want to want niggas to be like, yo, that nigga was fly to the motherfucker when he got popped by the cops.
Versace bullet.
Yep, it's that one. Yep, that one. Yep. Yep, I got that one.
You've been wearing that?
Yeah, buddy.
Someone mentioned that to me yesterday. I don't remember who. They were like, have you seen Jamar's vest?
Oh, my God. Dude, I felt like 50 Cent.
No.
I felt like 50 Cent.
In the vest?
Yeah, dude. I went, yeah. No. That's a Vellucci vest.
Well, this one, right? This one's just like a
little. Yeah, I got that one right there.
Hell yeah.
Would you ever wear a Versace vest?
Maybe in pink.
Oh, like that one right there. We got you. We're coming, girls. Bitches get shot, too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Man.
A bulletproof vest, dude.
Oh, I like that one, that R one.
Does it make you feel safe when you're wearing it? In a weird way.
I feel more like an expendable when I have it on. Like, I'd be wanting to, like, climb on shit and, like.
I don't know. It's like, are we going to have to put kids in bulletproof vests before they go to kindergarten?
Yeah, hopefully. Because that'll make them look cool.
No. Put on your Dora Explorer bulletproof
vest. Hell yeah.
It's so dark.
Hell yeah. Shit. What, you ain't dark as Swiper come through this motherfucker.
Wait, so where are you moving?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moving to all. Sorry. I have a ADHD. I am moving to Austin just for a second.
Just for a second.
Yeah, I'm going to go just for a second. Maybe like 3 months or something.
And then are you coming back or no?
Maybe if the Lord want me to come back here, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back here. But if the Lord don't want me to come back here and he want me to go somewhere else, like, you know, like back to Africa or somewhere, then that's the fuck I'm going
to
do.
Is it a test to try to go to the hottest part of the year to see if you can live there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, sure did. I want to see if I can handle these fucking mosquitoes they be talking about. Bring them bitches on. I don't give a fuck.
No.
Hell, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn mosquito. Ain't no goddamn heat.
You are.
Shit.
What's going on? You're the first person to introduce me to the Uncrustable.
To the Uncrustable?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah.
Forever the Uncrustable King.
Do you still got an Uncrustable?
I ate them all.
Damn. Yeah, man.
For a while, they were just in my freezer, and then I forgot about them, and then I found it, and it was a real treat.
And you ate it?
I ate it.
Ugh.
Why?
That's crazy. Why? Where you live?
I live in, you know where I live.
The Pangang Canyon?
Yeah.
Damn.
Still.
That's cool, man.
I'm up in the mountains being a witch.
Still?
A forest witch.
That's crazy, man. I remember you used to have this podcast in the mountains.
I did.
We had to fucking hike to get up there just to come get some Sarah clout.
Yeah, yeah. I used to make people come all the way to my kingdom.
Yeah, dude. It was good, though. Is that blind dog still up there? Was that dog blind?
No. Just has one blue eye.
Oh, okay. Might as well be blind.
You just asked if the dog was blind.
Dude, man.
I heard that. I heard that, the two different colored eyes.
It means they're blind? No way.
Yeah, or the thing chases birds. That's what it does, right? It's a bird-chasing dog.
Yeah, he's an active guy.
Wow. That's cool, man. What are you going to do with all this art?
I'm going to hang it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
I'm gonna put this one of me cockeyed right above my bed. So when I'm feeling confident, I could just look at it and say, I'm cockeyed.
Yeah, man. All right, this is your last one.
What?
That's my thing right there, boy.
What's that?
That's me.
Let me see.
With white shit on my damn chin. Pause, of course.
What?
You love that.
I love this one.
You love that. You love that. I don't know what it is, what made me fucking do that shit. I just did it.
I love this one.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, because it looked like Sesame Street-y, don't he?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's like sick.
Hell yeah, it is. I like that.
I like all the colors. Did you sign this one?
Yeah, I sure did. Wait, I got to write to Sarah on it. Yeah, you cannot give these away, all right?
I will not give them away.
These will be worth $10 one day.
Be worth a lot.
To Sarah Wineshank. Now, Sarah, I have a thing I would like to propose to you, you know, like a bit that I would like for you to start doing. Your Andrew Dice Clay thing, all right?
Okay.
But it's not words, it's more like a gesture. So your name is Shank, right?
Yeah.
So after you hit a punchline, I need you to go. Can you try that, please? So do a joke.
I'm just worried that it's not going to look right.
Just do a joke. Simple. Just a simple joke. A knock, knock joke. It could be anything.
I can't. It's so funny.
Let's have it.
Okay. You want me to do a joke and then do that?
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Come on, do it. Go.
If you want to get rid of the voices inside your head, just eat a crouton.
She did the shank thing. But you gotta go. But you gotta go shank. Okay.
No.
Come on.
I'm not doing the joke again.
Just do a joke. Even it could be okay. Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
To get to the other side.
Shame. But you gotta go shame.
I'm not doing it.
Shame.
Like that?
Please.
Shank. I can't do it. I look insane.
But you gotta have a real knife and like a.
A blade.
A leather fucking
vest.
A Versace bulletproof
shank.
Vest.
And then I do a joke and then I go, shank.
You want to get a voice? You want to get rid of the voice inside your head? Eat a crouton. Shank.
No.
Ooh, shit.
No. Anyway.
So.
Well, do you have any other ideas for things I should be doing in my act? I mean, that's aggressive.
But do it. But you... Shank.
Why do I? You know, I can't even say it like that.
But just try it.
I have been.
Go.
You just like to see me do it because it's weird.
Go. I like to act out. I like act out, Shank.
Shank. You got it.
Hell yeah. Now, when are you having children?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
When are you having children?
I don't know, man. I'd be afraid to stay in something. You know?
Yeah. No, I know.
Dude, I got to pull out now. I can't be doing that. Now we're here again.
Now we're back there.
Hey, you know one time I was painting something like nasty as fuck. And I forgot I had just shaved like my pubes and shit. And then so I like when I like put acrylic sealant on it, whatever, like a piece of like pew was like in it
no.
a little bit. And I was like, that actually don't look that bad.
No. no.
you dare me next time, like, draw something, like something like this, but then put, like, some pews, like real-life pews around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should.
It's already happening. There's probably already, like, a secret pube in each painting.
Hell yeah.
Find the hidden pube.
That'd be tight. And that thing is worth $20,000 now. That's my real pube. Shame. Oh, I don't want to steal your bit. Sorry.
You wrote it.
Yeah, but it's yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So no kids?
No, not yet.
Damn. Okay. It'll happen real soon.
I don't know.
I predict that for you.
You do?
Yeah. I predict it for you.
You think I'm going to have a baby?
Yeah. You know, even
with
though you cockeyed.
Who?
It's some Jewish dude.
You think a Jew?
Yeah.
Why?
I see Jewish for you.
You do?
Unless it's Jason Love.
Who's Jason? Oh.
Unless it's that guy. Unless I offer you up. Unless I offer you up.
Do you want to have kids?
You're offering me?
I'm just asking you.
Oh, I was like, with you? Yeah, sure. Why not? Fuck it.
You do want kids?
Fuck it.
You do?
That's how I feel about it. Fuck it.
No.
I guess.
You guess. Well, it's also like weird because you're like, wait, this is what people are doing now.
Bruh.
You're
I just
want to
be a
kids.
Comic, really, and
you're
an actor.
You're having a kid. I'm like, people are just having kids.
And then it make you think that you got to have a kid.
Yeah. And then I'm like, do I need to have a kid?
Bruh, that's what happened. That's how I felt. My sister had a kid and a couple of friends. And I was like, wait, so.
Huh? The siblings, like, maybe like, the pressure's there because they're like, I mean, aren't you going?
And
like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, am I tripping? Or, and then I was talking to a friend yesterday. I said, he was like, you thinking about having kids? And I was like, man, I'm about to move to Austin for a second. No, man, I'm on TV. I can't be out here having nobody fuck that shit up. You know,
and then
he was just like, oh, and then he was, I said, how's it feel when you have kids? He was like, all this shit right here. He was talking about comedy. He's like, all this shit right here, take a back seat. And now you're just about your kid. And I was like,
you're
nah, nigga, I'm good, baby. I'm good.
All of this takes a back seat.
You got me fucked up. That nigga gonna take a back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's like, it's so weird because you're so singularly focused when you're doing stand-up for so long. And then you're like, you wake up and you're like, dude, I feel like I've just been in like a weird work coma.
Oh,
and then
God.
You wake up and you're like, dude, you have two kids?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
When the fuck did that happen? I just polished up this joke I have. On vests. I've been working on it for 7 years. All of a sudden you wake up and you're old.
Yeah.
Your hands are all weathered and you're cockeyed.
Yeah. See, it's happening.
Oh, yeah?
It looked good on you, don't it? Don't it look good on her?
Thank you.
Yo.
I wish it was actually like a plastic knife.
Yeah. Can we get her a plastic knife? It's her thing. And I want to see like a knife like on your little logo thing. Where's that thing at?
I need a knife. Yeah. Knife merch.
Yeah. I'm going to make you a psychedelic looking knife.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's going to have shank on the.
Put it. Well, this one's.
Which one is your favorite? Don't lie to me because I know you like to lie. Oh. I wish I didn't put all them white things on my damn chin.
Why?
Because.
I like this one.
You like that one? You know, that's how sperm looks like when you you ever like drag off like in the shower or some shit and then you try to wipe it off your leg and it gets like caught in like your hair legs. What I mean like the hair and then it breaks up into thousands of pieces.
No.
That's what that shit looks like. Pause, of course.
That's what happens when
isn't that right? You really and then
no,
you really start to
no.
you, yeah, you really start to understand
no,
it like
be like, okay, so this is Jamar and his cum beard.
Say pause right now.
Pause?
Yeah. There it is.
There you go.
Anyway. So what are you doing for your birthday next year?
Next year?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about my birthday next year.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing for your birthday next year? Your birthday is
living, breathing.
Living,
You know what I'm saying? Probably polishing my gun upside down like Major Payne.
Oh, shit. You're ready for Texas.
Well, yeah. I got to be. Got to be.
You got your bulletproof vest and your gun.
Dude, I wish I could take my bug assault with me, but I can't.
I don't. Oh, that thing that sprays salt. Mm-hmm, did you win that at Mothership?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you got one?
I didn't get one.
Yeah.
Was it a bottom of the barrel show?
Mm-hmm. Brian Simpson is like sponsored by these people.
I kept seeing them in the green room and he's like, do you want one? I'm like, I do, but I don't want to fly with like this.
I flew with mine.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal with it?
I don't know. You just load it up like a gun and then you just start murking little shit.
Little bugs.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
It's called a bug assault. It's so cool. They got different kinds of guns,
I
too.
I thought there was a pink one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, if I was gonna. But where I live, I would just be massacring bugs all day long. I wouldn't ever get anything done if I started killing all the bugs.
Oh, that's what I was doing all day.
No.
That's the one I got right there.
No.
I got the John Wilkes Booth thing.
No. That one's cool. You flew with that?
Yeah, I flew with that bitch.
And they didn't care?
Hell no. And I flew that shit like right here.
No. Did you check it?
And I was like.
You could fly with that?
Yeah. You sure can.
I guess it has the orange tip, right?
So mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I think
it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, an orange gun.
Dude, but that's the thing. It's like that thing is so fucking cool and fun, man. You will not leave wherever the fuck you be
really?
Hanging out at. You just be blasting shit all day.
Are you making money off bug assault?
No. I wish. I wish,
discount
man.
Discount code neighbors.
Hilarious.
Bug assault. They're cute.
Oh, man, they're fucking great.
I should have gotten one when I
was
there.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, maybe next time I'm in Texas.
When are you going to Texas?
In August.
August what?
August 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing out there?
I'm headlining.
Headlining where?
At Vulcan.
For real?
I'm doing spots at Mothership. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Are you going to be in Texas?
Are you just in these streets?
Yeah, I'm in these streets.
That's good, man. That's good.
I'm married to the game. Shake!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, I'm going to be in Texas at Vulcan.
Can you please try that one time on stage? I got to be there. I'm going to be there.
Where?
I'm going to be there around the time you're out there.
Well, do you want to do a spot?
Don't I got a motherfucking show on the 16th? Maybe. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'll pop up.
Okay. Hell yeah. Vulcan Gas Co.
Hell yeah.
August 16th.
You're going to be fucking that shit up, man.
I'm going to be fucking that shit
up. Is it going to be you and Kimmy?
No, just me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shank!
Yeah. No, Shank!
The delivery feels, like, if I do it like that, it feels almost racist. It's like,
yeah. How is that racist?
I don't know.
That's not racist at all. Shank! You didn't say, nigga! That don't even make sense.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay. Shank!
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, he has me acting up on my own podcast. All of a sudden, I'm doing new bits.
You got to. I expand that creativity. I'm going to Groundlings after this.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
I did Groundlings.
Did you?
I did.
How far did you get?
Only the first level.
That shit is so fun, though, right?
It was so fun.
It's not as intense as people say it is. I'm like, the dude, audition. Just don't suck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When people don't get past the audition part.
That's dark.
Yeah, it's like.
I mean.
It is.
I was like, maybe you should rethink some things.
Like, damn, you can't get past that.
Make-believe school?
Like, we're just pretending.
We're just playing make-believe.
We're just playing house.
I know. You guys don't know how to do that?
Dude.
But you think you do?
Yeah, so how far did you get? Level one?
Level one, yeah.
Oh, really?
I wasn't as committed to it as I needed to be. And then I fell in love with stand-up, so I just kind of abandoned Groundlings. But it's fun.
It is fun. Because you're just playing.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, anyway, I'm going there after this.
What level are you on?
I got to level three, and then I just stopped. Because I started doing the gang of stand-up. And I was like, I got what I needed from this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like a groundling.
You didn't?
Nah. I always tell people, when I be doing stand up or whatever, sometimes I tell the audience, like when I, you know, I'd be like moving around doing crazy shit. And then I look at people and I'm like, I'm if a gangbanger finished Growlings. Like, if a Crip nigga finished Growlings, that's me. Like, you get it now? That's, moving right along.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
Who's, so what?
Go ahead.
No, you were going to say who's.
Who's your favorite comic of all time? Top five.
Top five comedians?
Yeah, of all time.
Mitch Hedberg.
Hey, he was great.
Mitch. Fuck, this is hard. I don't know. Mitch is my number one.
Who?
Mitch is my number one. What about you? I mean, George Carlin.
Really? You just be laughing your ass off at George Carlin. Dying on the ground. Holding your stomach. Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else?
I don't know who I like. I like Lucille Ball.
She was the best.
Dude, the bitch would just do crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's your act out of Lucy?
No. Okay. I can commit more.
Yeah, dude, what's up with that? You went to Groundlings.
I know, but this is the thing. I think I could probably benefit from Groundlings now. Because now I'm so, like, rigid in, like, my set and stuff. And I'm trying to play around more, especially since I got passed. I'm like, yeah, let's just play around and have fun.
You did get passed.
Yes.
I got something for you in my backpack.
What? So the stakes aren't as, like, high. Like, I feel like I can play around more. But I feel like for so long I've been so, like, rigid.
You said racist?
Rigid.
Oh, I think it's racist.
Rigid on stage.
Oh, fuck, I don't got no more paintings.
Damn. I guess I'm just going to have to paint you something on the spot.
You're going to pay me something on the spot?
Right, yeah, now? But go ahead, dude. So you got Mitch Hedberg. You got George Carlin.
Yeah. Mitch Hedberg, George Carlin. I mean, Lucille Ball, is she considered a comedian?
Don't try to steal my motherfucking shit, goddammit.
No, she's the best. I'm not stealing it.
You're stealing.
You going to stop that stealing. Who do you like? You said Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah.
I'll draw Mitch Hedberg for you. Can you pull up a picture of Mitch Hedberg?
Oh.
Because I can't draw out of my head like that. Well, I mean, it'll come out abstract like that.
This one's fun. The colors are fun.
Yeah.
How many paintings are you making a day on average?
Like five.
When you're doing the paintings, do you feel like you also are thinking of jokes? Or is it...
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I'm really thinking about funny shit and writing.
We love it when another sandwich shop says, "Fit." Sorry about
that. That was
click on that one. Right there. How did this nigga die again of a drug overdose?
Yeah.
That's good. If you're going to go like that. Shit, man. Go out all coked up and shit. All right. Here it is.
Mitch.
Yeah. And I knew a girl that looked just like him. I called her Bitch Hedberg.
Stupid. It's not Bitch Hedberg.
Bitch Hedberg.
Oh, right. My God.
Here it is right here.
Me? Yeah. A lot of I remember just hearing his jokes and being like, whoa. You can do it like that?
This dude's got it down pat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What do you?
I like crackers. I don't eat them because they are little edible plates. That nigga is hilarious, dog.
Yeah,
he's so fucking funny.
I know.
Hey,
the funniest.
Hey, you know who's us? You know who? Well, you don't like black people.
I love black people. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
I just recently got back into Jamie Foxx.
I'm Jamie Foxx. Hell yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, you got to say that. All right, ready? Wait, I'm almost done. Hold the fuck up. This has been the best podcast I've ever done in my damn life.
This has been a great podcast. Also, What does your bracelet say? It says fuck Mark Twain.
Yeah, it says fuck Mark Twain. I got this from, what's the comic name? Cam Bertrand. You know him? I think so. He's a Tampa comic, but he's so fucking funny. Well, anyway, he made a bunch of these. And yeah, and he gave me one. And I just like it because, you know, fuck Mark Twain, man. He said nigga more times than me. You know, and I say nigga like nigga, boy. But the way he was saying it,
you're gonna blur Mark Twain. And then what's the other one?
Are you gonna blur all those N words I just said out?
No, we're after 10 minutes.
So
I think we should be okay.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it says fuck Mark Twain and fuck Huck Finn, man. Dude, you can't just fucking just write the N. Wait, can white people write the N word?
No,
they can't.
You can't even think it.
Oh, because I know they can't say it, but can they write it? Dude.
You can't write it.
Damn it. Can I?
You can't tweet it. You can't write it. You can't sketch it.
Can they write in? Nope. Nothing. All right.
Well, this is pretty good.
Yeah, dude, I told you I got skills, motherfucker. I don't fuck around, okay? This is a quick draw, okay,
this
baby?
Is this is quick.
What are you doing with the rest of your, what are you doing with the rest of your, you know, with the rest of your year?
I don't know what I'm doing with the rest
of the
year.
All right, well, what about the rest of your day?
I take it one day at a time.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah, you're a real comic.
I don't really, I mean, I'm going to Texas next month, buy tickets. Jamar's going to be there.
Hey.
Vulcan, Gasco.
Oh, yeah.
August 16th. And then I'm going to be at Skankfest.
When's Skankfest?
The end of
September.
Yeah. Are you coming? Skankfest?
Yeah, I think so. If I don't sell this game show and they make me start writing on that motherfucker, I mean, start developing that bitch. I'm supposed to be fighting on that bitch.
You're just going to fight at Ellis Mania?
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to, but, you know, whatever.
But
dude,
it's easy for you
to fight.
You just go. Punch someone. I couldn't the guy I can't is a, handle it.
The guy is a
when I'm
decent guy.
Watching it, I'm like, this is so gnarly.
For real?
Yeah. When I was like on mushrooms watching Kim, I was like, I gotta go. This is too much for me. Mommy's going inside. She's gonna have a nice lemonade and sit down. I don't, it's so like primal.
It is, dude.
And then you're like, okay, so you're gonna go punching people and then tell some jokes. It's fun to watch, though.
It is, dude.
But it's also, like, if you're not attached to the people that are fighting, you know? Like, it's when it's, like, one of your best friends and you're like, please don't get hit in the head too many more times because, bitch, I need that brain on the podcast.
Oh, God. Oh,
you
God.
You know what I mean?
I don't even really know this guy I'm fighting. But
you don't?
Uh-uh.
Who are you fighting?
Fucking, I was about to say Mitch Hedberg. Fucking Naeem. You know Naeem? Ali or some shit.
No, is he a New York guy?
Like a Philly guy.
He's a Philly guy?
Yeah. And I was like, I never even seen this guy fight. I was just like, okay, I'll do it. Only
who asked you?
Louise asked me last year to do it.
This year?
He asked me last year to do it this year.
Okay.
And then when they start making those cards, I said, hey, I'll jump on a card or whatever. And then afterwards, I was like, why you say that, nigga? You got it. I'm like, why? Now you got to fight. And I was like, fuck.
Do you want to fight?
Do I want to fight? I don't mind. I mean, I fight every day and I literally go to the gym every day.
You go to the boxing gym every day?
I like spar like a lot. So, I mean, I do it every day. So it's like, well, whatever. Too
Sarah. Just casual. Wake up, spar, draw.
I kind of, sort of. That is kind of like my day. Or whatever.
Spar and draw.
Dude.
That's a good one.
Boom. Quick draw.
I got Bitch Hedberg.
Bitch Hedberg, boy.
I'm spoiled.
Show it to the audience. That's right.
Bitch Hedberg.
And don't
Jamar's
you fucking
his,
forget it.
On his worst behavior today.
I'm art auctioning, man. That's my new thing, man. I art auction, man.
You're going to have some art when you come to Texas?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going out there to do a bunch of art, really. I'm going to do stand-up for sure, but I'm doing... Oh, also, I'm headlining The Creek in the Cave, August 30th and 31st.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Leonardo Joni is featuring in, yeah.
Hell yeah. What are the dates?
August 30th and 31st.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you're going to do some art in Texas?
Yeah, I am.
Like what, like murals and shit?
Like, I was just going to do like a bunch of this shit, but then I was just going to like sell it out there and all that shit. Because I'm with an art agency. They're called Lux Members Agency. Samantha runs it.
Lux Artists.
Lux Members Agency.
Lux Members Agency.
I'm just plugging my ass off in this bitch.
Yeah, and they're based in Texas.
Can I spray this?
Yeah.
Cool.
Where's
your... Yeah, and so I'm with this art agency out there.
Can I spray this?
Oh, yeah. Now it looks good.
Now you have so much of my art.
Where did you spray it?
I sprayed it on the face because that's where she wanted it. Hi-o!
Oh, he is acting up, sweetie.
Lux Members Agency.
Where is
Samantha Ann.
Where's that based out of?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you're hanging out with like some cool Austin artists?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'd rather hang out with those people than just go do, comedy, like, and then after that, just go home and just draw.
Really?
That's what I think I'm going to do. You know, I don't
you're
fucking really know.
You're going to get there and you're going to do be on stage.
Yeah, I'm going to do stand up. And yeah. After that, I'm going to, but I'm gonna be like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm just getting the fuck out of here. I got evicted, okay? So I got to figure it the fuck out.
Damn.
Dude. Oh, my God. We're over time.
No, we're not.
We're not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually, we are over time.
We are?
Wait, when did we start it? At an hour?
We're just a little bit over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a long one.
This is a fucking long one. This is a long one. Did we cover everything, you think?
I don't know. Did you have anything you want to say?
Let
me draw these hands again. No. Keep them like you had them.
I don't remember. He's making me feel weird about my hands.
Your hands look great.
My wizard hands. I guess that's our episode. We really covered a lot.
Yeah, dude.
When are you going to Texas? Like tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow.
I'm sad you're going to Texas.
What? You about to go to Texas. How long are you going to be out there?
4 days.
Nice. Well, I got evicted, so I had to go somewhere.
What, are you going to come back?
I mean, hopefully that's the plan, you know.
Eventually.
I don't even know how long I'm going to be staying out there. I'm just going to be out there. I got August covered.
Did you sell your shit?
Hey, a lot of it. Yeah, I did. You know.
Did you sell your car? No.
No, and I'm going to keep that at a friend's house because when I come back, I'm going to need something to drive. You know?
What?
Yeah.
Buy some art.
Who? Me?
The people listening.
Do you do art?
No.
Oh, you seem artsy.
I'm very artsy.
Yeah, you dress like somebody who can probably draw their ass off.
I do. It's all a hoax.
Oh.
I mean, I do dress like an art teacher. I like color and stuff. I wish I could draw. Maybe I should just start doing abstract paintings.
Yeah, dude. That's what people do when they can't draw.
Should I do that?
They draw abstract shit.
And then they sell it.
It's the win. Can't you tell? Like
some of these abstract painters, though, they sell that shit for a lot.
Hell yeah. They do better than niggas like me.
Like I just get high and throw some orange.
It's the wind. Like, nigga, that is a scribble scrabble. And glitter. Fuck you.
And a noodle.
I know, right? One real noodle. It's mixed media. What?
That's our episode. Where can people find you?
Africa. Where you can find all my peoples.
Jamar.
Where else do you go?
You've been acting up the whole episode.
I'm gonna be in Austin, Texas.
Yes.
At least for the month of August and September. And I'm going to be there, August and September. And then I'm going to be at the Creek in a Cave, August 30th and 31st, 8 o'clock show. Leonardo Joni is featuring. And then I'm going to be, wait, can I plug one more thing?
You can plug as many things as you want.
Oh, okay. And then August the 15th or 16th, we're going to have an art show at Cahoots Inn. Yes, that's what we're doing. Actually, August 16th.
You can't.
From 7 to 10. When are you going up? When are you doing it? I think it's 10. Oh, okay. So I'm not going to come. Okay. And I'm going to do her show after that. But in Cahoots. Confirm. In Cahoots, August 16th from 7 to 10. I'll be doing the comedy art show. Luxem members, Samantha Ann Runzis, and Brady Matthews is going to be on the show. Joe Rogan is going to be there. And Tony Hinchcliffe. And so is Shane Gillis.
Really?
No, but maybe.
But
maybe.
You never know.
Maybe.
You never know how taxes work.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, August 16th, come do that and then come see us at Vulcan.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm going to go to Vulcan.
Both.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Subscribe to the Patreon. Also buy merch. Link to merch in the description of this episode. Really fun hoodies with the album art on them. So buy some merch. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Black power.
Black power.
Shank!
Shank!